Kelly Ayotte's involvement with gun policy and politics extends farther back than her 6 years in the U.S. Senate. As New Hampshire's Attorney General, Ayotte's office regularly weighed in on gun measures before state lawmakers. Others did a lot of the talking, but as New Hampshire's top law enforcement official, Ayotte stood at then-Governor John Lynch's side as Lynch vetoed a Stand Your Ground bill back in 2006.
Under this proposed legislation, one drug dealer could kill another and then claim self-defense in court.
Gun rights advocates decried that veto, and Kelly Ayotte's support for it was raised in the 2010 GOP Senate primary. Ayotte's rival Bill Binney highlighted it in a controversial TV ad that called Ayotte weak on guns.
As majority leader, I worked with Kelly Ayotte. She was on the wrong side of a lot of issues.
But Ayotte's experience as attorney general was her calling card in 2010, and her tough-on-crime reputation was cited by supporters and the candidate alike.
I'm a prosecutor, not a politician, but I've had a leadership position where I've had to make the tough decisions and go forward and get results for people in New Hampshire.
But by the time her campaign was in full swing, Ayotte's stance on gun issues seemed less that of a prosecutor and more like a politician out to court Second Amendment activists. Case in point is a questionnaire Ayotte filled out for the New Hampshire Firearms Coalition. Ayotte detailed a fresh NRA membership. She also promised to oppose new restrictions on gun sales or ownership, support eliminating gun-free school zones, and lift the 1986 ban on the manufacture of machine guns for civilian use. But in an election dominated by other issues, guns never really came up. Andy Smith directs the UNH Survey Center.
In 2010, issues like guns were not really on the minds of the voters. The economy certainly was, but Obamacare was the big driver.
Yet guns have flared as an issue several times since, always following a mass shooting. 3 years ago, after Kelly Ayotte joined most Senate Republicans to vote down a Sandy Hook-inspired plan to expand gun background checks to cover sales at gun shows and on the Internet, she was targeted by gun control advocates. Here's Ayotte explaining herself at a Warren Town Hall meeting after being questioned by the daughter of a Sandy Hook shooting victim.
As you and I both know, the issue wasn't a background check system issue in Sandy Hook. Mental health, I hope, is the one thing that we can agree on going forward and getting done, because that seems to be an overriding issue in all of this.
Since then, nothing has gotten done. That's despite polling indicating solid support for specific reforms, including expanded background checks. In most Senate votes, Ayotte has followed the lead of her party. On Monday, for instance, Ayotte helped kill a Democratic bill to expand the background check system while backing a failed Republican bill that would boost funding for checks and redefine mental competence. Asked this week how her views on gun issues have changed through the years, Ayotte declined a direct response.
I would just say that I'm looking at each proposal on its face, and I'm focused on getting bipartisan results that protect people's Second Amendment rights, but also make sure that we're protecting people on safety measures, including, obviously, this issue that's right before us.
If history is any guide, striking any deal on guns, however limited, that meets Ayotte's test will be a tall order. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.